Mo, come here, buddy. You're going to be in the movies.
And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
Nothing like getting baked at the holiday season. No, 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 not that kind. Cooking, baking, you know, cookies. It's holiday season has just come to an end, and a lot of us, well, myself, spend a lot of time in the kitchen, really starting around the middle of November through the end of the year. I love baking. It is a superpower of mine. It is something that I do to relax. It's something I do for fun, and it's something that more often than not brings a lot of lessons to me, and it's part of my history. My grandmother, my dad's mom, was an amazing baker, and the lessons that I learned from her continue to impact me to this day. And so that's why when I had an experience with some peppermint bark cookies, it makes the lesson that I'm sharing in this week's episode all the more sweet. Hey there, everybody. I'm Kathy Brooks, your host for Talk Unleashed, the weekly untethered view of what communication can really look like when we're prepared to be radically honest, radically authentic, and radically compassionate, conscious communication. It's what I coach, it's what I do, and each week on the podcast, that's what I get to share. Sometimes just my musings, and sometimes in conversation with remarkable human beings. This week, complacency, and what happens when you're really, really good at something, and then you get lazy. You just take your foot off the gas, kind of like me with baking. So pull up a chair, grab a plate of cookies and whatever beverage you like. Settle down. Settle in. Because this is Talk Unleashed.
I love to bake. It's actually kind of a superpower. I don't just enjoy it. I'm really good at it. My dad's mom was the baker of the family and was a remarkable baker. I'm the only member of the family who actually spent time with her baking. So those recipes of hers that I actually have the not written down secrets that make them especially taste like hers. It's something I am so, so grateful that I did. So I'm a good baker, and I've baked at mountain cabins and at places by the ocean and in places where the water is not as great as it might be in other places. All of these factors that really do change how baked goods taste. So when I come upon a challenge that I can't figure out how to get around it, let's just say it is a challenge accepted. The place where I'm staying has this remarkable gas oven. I say remarkable because it's the tiniest damn thing I've ever seen. Like, not quite as small as the old Holly Hobby ovens that were around when I was a kid, but it's certainly not one that looks like it's for grown-ups. The largest cookie sheet I can get in there is something like 9x13. So it's not a toaster oven, mind you, but it certainly is small. And boy, does it run hot. And I'm saying, like, it's 350 is easily more like 425. And it heats up really fast. So I make these peppermint bark cookies. They're pretty remarkable. I buy peppermint bark every fall when it hits the markets, usually 5 to 10 pounds of it, so that I can make these cookies year round. The recipe is stupendous. It takes about a pound of peppermint bark. And I'll actually throw the recipe in with the show notes if you're interested in trying it out. So I made the cookies the other night, and I just couldn't get them right. The cookies are supposed to be on parchment paper. So I put the parchment paper on the pan, and all of a sudden I smelled something that didn't smell like baking cookies. And I looked into the oven, and it looked like the parchment paper was about to catch fire. So then I tried to bake without the parchment paper, and that didn't work. Mostly the length of the bake time, I just couldn't get it figured out. It's supposed to be somewhere between 10 to 14 minutes for these cookies. They're pretty buttery, they got a lot of chocolate in them, so they take a little longer. Typically, as I make the batches of cookies, what I find is that the later batches take a little less time because the oven is a little more warmed up. Well, in this case, we're talking about a teeny tiny oven that heats up really, really quick and, like I mentioned, runs a little on the hot side. So if I baked them for too little time, I got a brown outside and essentially a raw cookie dough center. If I cooked them too long, the bottom of the cookies got scorched. It was really frustrating. It was really frustrating because it's something that I am masterful at doing under pretty much all other circumstances. It's a skill set that I have where people clamor for the baked goods that I create. And there I was, unable to get a decent batch out of this batch of batter. There would have been a time where I might have lost my lunch over this situation. Pissed that the ingredients were going to waste, pissed that I didn't have the cookies that I needed, pissed that I gotta bake another batch of cookies. That didn't happen this time. I got to be curious about these cookies. I got to be curious about the oven. I got to be curious about the experience of creation. And it got me thinking. Where else in my life do I have skills, things that I'm good at doing, that I take for granted? Where I've taken my foot off the accelerator and not continued to strive for excellence at an even higher level, even though I had achieved what most people would probably qualify as top level skill. Where am I coasting, resting on my laurels? And the truth is, when I took a look at my life, it's easy to get complacent. And I asked around to some of my friends who have attained high levels of skills in various areas. Seems to me I'm not alone. I think we all do it. It's easy to get comfortable. It's easy to say, this is good enough. And so I started thinking to myself, when did I take my foot off of the accelerator that I've had for most of my life, this striving, always wanting to strive for excellence? And I realized I dated someone a couple of years ago, and I'll never forget, I was taking some online course for something in an area that I already had some strong skills. She looked at me and she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm taking another class. And she said, why? You already know how to do that. I said, well, yeah, but this is a fresh perspective. It's a new instructor. It's someone I've never studied with before. I haven't studied in a structured way in a little while. I want to test it out. And she couldn't understand why I would do that. She couldn't understand why I'd want to push myself. And what I ended up doing while I was in that relationship was taking my foot off the gas. Celebrating achievement and in the same breath, always being curious about how that achievement can be stretched just a little bit further. I saw a video recently, I don't know what film it was from, but it was a film of Jesse Owens in the 1936 Olympics, the Olympics in which Adolf Hitler was Chancellor of Germany, and he walked out when Jesse Owens won the gold. And Jesse Owens was doing the long jump and competing against a German, and the German actually supported him in getting into the final. And then in the final, they went against each other, and Jesse Owens won. Jesse Owens didn't need to take his final jump because he had already won, and he had already set a new record. And his German colleague said, take your final jump. So he did. and he ended up setting a new world record. No matter how far I may stretch, I get to rest for a little bit and enjoy the fruits of my labor and be proud of what I've done. And then I get to stretch myself a little bit further. I get to bake another batch of cookies.
We did it again. Another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully 5. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McClain, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in, so feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week.